Chapter 24 Mr. Ridiculous. So, I am wandering again. This time, in the wrong direction. Nobody is perfect. There are advantages and disadvantages to imperfection. Let's go with the advantages. You call this wandering? Mr. Ridiculous. It's more like shuffling. I'm shuffling along the sandy riverbed, overstepping river stones and stormwater drains, deeper into the well of night. On the move again, momentum is everything. In a hurry to find out what happens next. The riverbed twists and turns, snakes round behind the caravan park and under a bridge. And past houses looming in starlight. I could be shuffling on the spot, the movie set scenery slowly sliding by beside me. Meanwhile, there are pages blowing about my head. Concentrate. I think of my hovel on the hill, the skeleton of a cat that rattles in to see me each night. Just tendons, bones and claws, yet surprisingly affectionate. I think about the mist of those unrealized dreams floating up among the rafters like misfits, intentions stacked beside the bed in a disorderly pile, spilling across the floor. I tore them up in strips to light the fire each night, screwed them up in balls. Ah, but what lies up ahead, just around the next bend? I think about the members of my latest ensemble. Or is it my last? Will I ever see them again? Will we engage? Will we swing in time from the same bough? Be again the United States of us, eking out the source of our affinity. The harmony, the synchrony, irony, phosphorus, zircon, and potassium. Don't ask me how or why. I ain't no scientist, nor too academically inclined. Stop, right there. Straight ahead. A large rat sitting back on its hindquarters, like a kangaroo.